This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Thursday, November 16th. While grain traders appear to be waiting for some action in the corn market from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Todd Horowitz.
I think when you get down below this 340 level, you're going to start to attract some new money and some buyers. And then if you take into consideration that the equity markets might be starting to sell off a little bit, that would bring in some alternative money as well. So what we're looking for here is a spot to actually buy corn because of everything that's going on. You know, when markets get too oversaturated and it's just too easy to be short, that's usually about the time it gets ready to turn around. So when you weigh what you'd have to risk here, the risk is actually very minimal to what could be possibly the upside coming here in corn. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for a spot to be a buyer, and I think anywhere in here seems to be a great spot to step in and buy.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday down 8 at 420 and 3 quarters. December corn was up 3 quarters of a point at 338 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day down 6, ranging from 518 to 535. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for November were down 10 and a quarter, ranging from 572 and three quarters to 582 and three quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for November were down 4.25, ranging from 744 and three quarters to 754 and three quarters. Live cattle for December were up 70 cents at 120.07 and a half. November feeder cattle were up 37.5 cents at 157.90, and November class 3 milk was up 3 cents at 1685. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.